Basically, you look at models across the world and you see that whenever a private option is introduced or a parallel insurance option is introduced, health and equity rises up immediately, it rears its head, and inefficiency also increases. Australia is a good example. Australia had a conservative takeover in the early aughts, I think. I'm not Australian, I don't really follow Australian politics. There was a movement to introduce and expand a, at the time, pretty nascent private healthcare insurance market, primarily for orthopedic surgery. So they pumped all this money into making it like fun and easy to join the private insurance pool to get these exclusive hospitals. And immediately costs went up, but number of like care quality did not go up. And the number of surgeries did not go up either. They were being rationed by number of patients. So there's the quota. There are already quotas there, except now the quota was costly. In the Netherlands has an ACA-esque model where there's private and public models running together. And they have a 10% of people can't access care because of lack of income. In South Africa, I have an example in the book that I like quite a lot. There is a private insurance model that you can opt out of there's a public model and there's a private model. And you can opt out of the public model and put your money into the private one. The private one is smaller, much smaller. And because it is small, it costs a lot more. It's charged a lot more by hospitals because it has less negotiating power. But you get little perks and little trinkets and private suites and that kind of thing. And these factors converge into the private model for spending 47% of South Africa's healthcare dollars while covering only 16% of the population.
But you get that very nice freshly squeezed orange juice with your hospital
breakfast. And that population is surprised, disproportionately wealthy and disproportionately white. It's a virtual reenactment of apartheid through medical financing. You never introduce a private option that takes care of poor or sick people. It's only ever for people that have disposable income. As a result, you kind of build this tight spiral that converges upon itself of costs increasing, medical inefficiency increasing, all for the benefit of people who already have money. To be fair, like,